NPR correspondent Lucian Kim moved back to Moscow in December. He had not been there in 5 years and noticed a lot of changes. One that struck him was the proliferation of American-style barbershops. So he decided to investigate.
Pomades is one of half a dozen barbershops in a single block in downtown Moscow. The shelves up front are full of the gels, waxes, and oils that modern men use to coif themselves. There's a coffee bar, an old-school arcade video game, and in the back, five barber chairs where five young men are getting their hair styled.
My name is Roman. I'm 31 years old. I'm the owner and the founder and the CEO.
That's Roman Bagadayev and his partner, Yevgenia Tomachova, who built up this business from scratch. 3.5 years ago, they started with an online store for men's grooming products. That turned into a bricks-and-mortar shop, which then morphed into their first barbershop.
Everything here is really fast. People, traffic, business, everything. It's really fast here. So, we're expanding. Now we have 3 barbershops.
In the olden days, maybe 5 years ago, the Russian word for barbershop was rather quaint, parikмахерская, or literally, wig shop. Today, barbershop exudes sophistication and hipness. Maxim Kuzin, a young engineer waiting his turn, says he's never going back to any wig shops with their cookie-cutter haircuts. Kuzin says here the barbers use modern techniques, and the hair lays better afterwards. From its look and vibe, pomades wouldn't be out of place in Brooklyn or downtown San Francisco. That might seem strange given the chilly political atmosphere between Moscow and Washington. But Tomachova says Russians actually love American culture.
It's all about image. It's prestigious to have something from Western culture. It doesn't matter what it is, any brand, what you wear, what you eat.
Moscovites are known for their trendiness. And it never takes very long for what's cool in New York or London to show up on the streets of the Russian capital. But the fact that barbershops are now in vogue is also a reflection of what could be called the emancipation of the Russian male. Until recently, Russian society took a narrow view of masculinity. Real men weren't supposed to worry about what they looked like.
In Russia, people are homophobic a bit, and you know, like Russian man starts take care of his appearance. Sometimes it's not socially approved, you know what I mean.
Young people who never knew the conformism of the Soviet Union are developing their own styles. Take head barber Artemy Zolotaryevsky with his bushy beard, nose ring, and multiple tattoos.
Here in Moscow, it's still not very typical for people to wear head tattoos and piercing and beards when people see me. Some are amazed, some give me mean looks, and so I think I'm a bit of outlaw, yeah.
But you enjoy that.
Of course I do.
Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.